It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Many of you wrote in about your coverage of the continuing conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Shannon in North Carolina says, whenever there is any news involving Jews or Israel, we are always held to such higher standards than the rest of the world. When bombs are being sent over the Lebanese border targeting civilians in Israel, the world asks Israel to use restraint. When civilians were unintentionally killed in Cana, the world wags a finger at Israel. As an American Jew, I cannot comprehend why the world, and especially the Arab world of today, harbors such negative feelings about the Jews that it seems we are not even allowed to protect ourselves. But Joanne in Columbia, Maryland, heard our coverage differently. She writes, I am so tired of the ongoing effort on the part of the mainstream media in this country to be unbiased in their coverage of the war in Lebanon. Yes, Hezbollah is firing rockets into Israel, and Israelis are being killed and wounded. But the overwhelming majority of casualties have been Lebanese, and civilians at that. The extent of the destruction in Lebanon is almost incalculable. Our inbox was full after our conversation with journalist Leroy Sievers about cancer. Sievers was diagnosed with cancer twice and has been writing about his experience at our website. Listener Benjamin shared his story. I was diagnosed at age 1 with a terminal brain tumor and have been in remission since I was 10. I'm 25 now, and I still have problems when I talk to people about this topic. Not only are they really surprised, but then either they don't really want to hear about it, or if they do, they keep telling me how sorry they are for me. I'm not looking for pity and don't want it. I just consider it a portion of my life that has had great effect on what I do and who I am. Jessica Adams in Oxford, Ohio, heard our show about the 25th anniversary of MTV and writes, "The thing I miss most about the MTV of the early and mid-90s is the documentary and investigative reporting that MTV used to carry out, specifically the reporting of Kurt Loder. MTV did a fine job of taking closer looks at societal issues, and they did it in a smart, hip way that didn't skimp on facts. MTV also helped give rise to the Rock the Vote movement, and it used to be instrumental in getting young people to participate in democracy. I find that MTV has lost its focus on serious issues and that much of my MTV generation lost that focus as well. And finally, our summer movie series. Last week, we featured movies about movies, and David Ryder reminds us that Bombshell with Jean Harlow is a little gem from the golden era of Hollywood. Harlow's Lola Burns spends the film dealing both with relatives looking to ride her coattails and her agent's endless attempts at publicity stunts. Some things never change. And a reminder that our summer movie series is on a break but returns next week when we talk about best and worst performances by a child actor. Send us your nominations and put child actor in the subject line. As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.